Good morning. Good morning, PMC family. This morning, I tell you, Jesus, your everything Friday. So let us pray. We thank you for waking us up this morning, dear God. We love you. We adore you. Lord, we come to you with open heart, asking that you speak to our spirit with a word of wisdom and direction, that we may know how you wish and to us to pray. Fill us with your presence and forgive our shortcomings. Thank you for the Dia de Leon family and Artists International, Artists Not Artists Life. They pray for the two awesome women, God, you put in front of us, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, for their vision with this TMC call. Pray for the speaker about the download of word and the telecommunications sanctuary. Pray for all the TMC warriors, guests, friends who join us this morning. Pray for the sick and the shut in. Oh, Lord, please, just think about the believing. God, you love them, and we love them too. And let us all understand that, God, Jesus, you're everything Friday. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away and enjoy your weekend. God bless you, Lord.
God bless you. Well, good morning, my Master's Call family. And thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, welcoming each and every one of you to the call. Let me give you a little background on our call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Miss Superfantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We will soon be celebrating our seventh year in just a few months. Our scripture reference is found in 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement, it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now we have a website that you can go on where all messages have been archived on this site, as well as all the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And our theme for this year is, in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Cox so amicably did this morning, or a host, as I am doing now, or if you want to share a word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what brought us all together is a phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established over 26 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. It is a common thread that brought us all together each and every morning to start off our day with a word from the Lord. We are now known as Artist Life, a great company with great products to help the world become healthier. So share this call with your family, friends, and those that you meet. Now I ask, are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and having challenges calling in on the live calls or on the playback calls? Well, there is a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge. And that number is 857-957-1147. Again, 857-957-1147. Now follow the prompts and you will be joined into the call. So please share this information with your team members and your prospects. The new morning motivational call is held every Monday through Friday right after this call and is conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN for that call is 294-617-POUND. So immediately following this call, that number will be 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294-617-POUND. And today is Motivational Friday, so please join in. Now, today is Friday, and on the Master's Call, we take your live prayer requests and praise reports immediately following the benediction of this call. So if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please stay on the line, and Pastor Vanessa will be hosting that portion of the call. So will I see you in Vegas September 20th, September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Artists United? Do not miss the opportunity to attend this great event at the Monte Carlo Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. So work your business, meet your goals, and attend as a VIP and be recognized on stage. Remember to get registered by contacting Artist Life at 702-313-3333. It is imperative for you to register as soon as possible so they may be able to prepare and plan ahead for anyone desiring to attend. And remember that Sunday morning, we will be having worship services, so plan your travels accordingly. And now I'd like to get out of the way and introduce our speaker for this morning. And our speaker is definitely, definitely no stranger to this call. She has served as our one of our past prayer generals, and that's she has such a servant attitude, even in her work, her outside work. Her mission is to always serve to benefit others. But I'd like to go on and introduce this wonderful, wonderful woman of God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. A devoted servant of God, daughter, sister, and proud auntie who loves to pray, teach, and share the love of God with others. She is also a prayer general here on the Master's Call and an Artist International distributor. Minister Robin is a living testimony that you can live a victorious life in Jesus Christ no matter what happened, what will happen, or is happening now in your life. You can be all God said you can be because there is nothing impossible to them that believe. Minister Robin shares with all she meets that there is nothing too difficult for God, and when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these other things will be added unto you, and he will give you the desires of your heart. She is an ordained and licensed minister, an elder at Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey, serving in various capacities and leadership roles. She is a Bible teacher, a businesswoman, and a health and wellness consultant. Her mission is to inspire, empower, mentor, teach, and equip young adults and women to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. She is committed to winning the lost, teaching the world, and discipling believers. So now I present to some and introduce to others Minister Robin B. Wilson. Are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Silver Fox. This is a little substitution. No problem. I don't think you got the text I just sent. This is Pastor Vanessa. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for hosting our call today. Thank you so much for all that you do. A big thanks to Minister Cynthia for greeting and seating and saluting from the Bronx, each and every one of you, as you came on the line. We are so excited on this fateful Friday to have another opportunity to come together to celebrate the most important figure and guest, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So on behalf of our entire Master's Call family, we thank each and every one of you for pressing each and every morning and this morning to be a part of the call. Get excited every time I kind of look at the calendar and realize, wow, we're coming up on 7 years of God's faithfulness to this call and to each and every one of us on the line. There is a word from the Lord that's been on my spirit. I pray many of you all were able to get on the call last night. We had a weight loss call, and wow, we had such great attendance of people calling in from all over, and it just reminded me the importance of persistence, the importance of persevering, the importance of pressing for the prize of the mark of the high calling of Christ. When we decide that we're going to do all we can do and be all we can be, then we watch God truly show out in our lives. I'm going to speak briefly this morning on the topic of keep on keeping on. We've all heard that phrase, keep on keeping on. And it simply means don't stop. Don't give up. Maybe sometimes you got to sit down for a minute, take a rest break, regroup, recoup, but you don't quit. Keep on keeping on. And how do we do that? Let's talk about some ingredients, some tools for the journey to keep on keeping on, so that for many of us, as we stand at our alpha and we look through the eyes of faith down the corridor of time, and by the eyes of faith, we're looking at that omega that we're pressing for every day, that we're knowing in between alpha and omega, there's going to be some valleys, there are going to be some harder mountains to climb, but we know 1 John 4:4 promises us greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So as we make a declaration over our own lives to keep on keeping on, we decide that quitting is not an option. Giving up, giving out is not an option. We hear Paul in our ears when he wrote to the church of Galatia, the book of Galatians, when he wrote, don't grow weary in well-doing, because in due season, you won't reach your due season if you don't keep on keeping on. Well, again, we all desire the victory, the success, but we all must be willing to go through the process. Yeah, there's that word that means, got to go through some transformations. And remember, I spoke recently about don't complain, just change. It's easier to sit on the sidelines or be the Monday morning quarterback or have all the critiques in the world, but you never want to get in the game. No, everybody on this line, because in the game of life and this walk called Christianity, there is a guidebook in our Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth. But we've got to be a part of our whole process. I love how Joseph Washington always says, you must participate in your own deliverance. God, Jesus can't do it all. He paid all he was supposed to pay. Then there's things we must do. So as part of the process, the true growth, a healthy process first requires good old-fashioned transparency. In other words, should I own self be true? So this morning, let's each and every one of us get naked before God. Let's be honest first with ourselves. Let's tell it like it T-I-S is, keeping it real. See, transparency requires truth. So before we go through this journey, before we decide that we will keep on keeping on, I love the passage in the Bible that talks about counting the cost. Before you go into battle, do you count the cost, the consequences, the sacrifices that it takes to see that blue jacket go across the stage with you in it? There's some sacrifices. There's some input. There's some time that must be employed to see the success we desire. And we have to be willing to count the cost and make the sacrifice. It's the same thing when you hold a little baby years ago, and now we just got through some graduation times. You saw that child walk across the stage and was completing high school, completing college, or whatever milestone in their life. There was a journey. There was a process, and any step along the way, if they had decided to quit, to take their marbles and go home, they would not have seen the prize, the promise manifest. Today, we are making a declaration over our lives in every area of our lives that we're going to keep on keeping on. We're going to be true about what's required and then make commitment, that's not a cuss word, a commitment in the Bible. It's usually a covenant. God made a covenant with us. He made covenant promises. I love the New Testament in the red. John 15, that 17th verse, he said, if you abide in me, verse if we must make our commitment to abide in Christ and let his word abide in us, then we can ask whatever we will, and he'll give it to us. Too many of us say, well, he just said if you can ask. Not all, he said, if you abide in me. See, abide means you really are hanging out with Daddy God. You really are spending time in his word. You really are practicing his presence. You really are proclaiming only what he says about you, driving out the foolishness that's in all of us, the mess that he's trying to make a message. When you abide in the light, the darkness cannot hang around. Then when that word gets maturated in our very being, we won't think some of the things we think. We won't negotiate some of the negatives we do. We'll decide that, I know through Christ, I can do all things. But we get there through, yes, the process. So we got to tell the truth about the situation and then make a commitment to God and to ourselves that we're going to keep on keeping on. We're going to keep on. See, that simple phrase is so prophetic and powerful, and it challenges us because all of us hit the hiccups of life. All of us hit a brick wall of life sometimes. All of us have a roadrunner and a coyote experience with our Acme company sometimes. And then we have to remember the commitment we made, for better or worse. The commitment we made that he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. The commitment, I really do have your back. Then as we're keeping on and as we're pressing on, we'll practice the word in our spirits to say, God, you made me a promise, and I know you're a God that cannot lie. That's what you told me in Numbers 23, and I'm standing on your word, and I'm going to do my part, Daddy God, knowing that as I stay committed to you, you've already paid it all on the cross to stay committed to me. So we're going to speak the truth in love. We're going to stay committed to our journey. We're going to stay in covenant with our God. And another ingredient when we're going to keep on keeping on, we're going to stay focused. We've taught many times about being focused. See, you can be committed, but then it can't be committed to foolishness. It can't be committed to being scattered. It can't be committed to procrastination. It has to be committed to be focused on the prize. Stay focused on the plan. You know, we have boot camp calls on Friday night that we're given plans, we're given strategies, and focus firmly on course until successful. That's how we keep on keeping on, firmly, firmly on course until successful is focus. Keeping the main thing the main thing. Yeah, that's what focus really is. Dr. V is not, no, it's not harder than that. Don't make it harder. Don't drown in shallow water. Keep the main thing the main thing. Because, see, the job of the devil is to throw distractions at you. The job of the devil is to have you take detours that lead you nowhere toward your destiny. The job of the devil is to cause division and a two-headed monster. It will never get you the focus that you need. Tell that little voice that wants to make you procrastinate, that little voice that gives you an alternative agenda, tell them, no, not listening to you. I turn up the volume of the voice of God in my spirit, and I stay determined to be focused. Keep on keeping on, because we're on our way to that place called success. We're on our way to that place called destiny. And as we speak the truth in love, as we choose to stay committed to the cross, as we decided I'm going to plan my work and then work my plan being focused, then we have to remember in this industry we're in, we're team players. There's no I in letter I in the word team. We together, everyone achieves more. You don't want to get to your prize and then be alone, and you have to build other people. I think sometimes why some of us have not been as successful in network marketing is because we're not used to team sports. When I first got started in engineering, I was so blessed to be mentored by a woman who taught me that for women it's a little harder, and just talking to the sisters for a hot second, because especially back then, it's still kind of true even today, most of our, quote, activities are one-on-one. We play with the tee set. We do things that don't require having to cooperate, where little boys, they are often on teams on an early age, and they can understand you may not be my buddy, but if we get together on a team, then the team wins. And they have incorporated in their life team sports, even if it's from scouts to whatever. And many times with women, we don't like the team. Oh, I can do it by myself. No. You didn't even get here by yourself. Your mama and daddy got together for you to even be here. And so we often are a little more self-centered. We're a little more where we feel if I do it, I know it'll get done. And we don't often grow up with the mindset of team, of building, of discipling, of duplicating. Whereas boys often, and I think I'm grateful sometimes for my hard-headed brothers, because I hung out with boys a lot, and I watch how they could not like each other, but they could come together for an issue, for a bigger vision, and get it done. And so network marketing requires you to be a team player. See, in about a month and a half, to walk across that stage with a blue jacket, you cannot do it alone. It requires you building a team. It requires you duplicating yourself. It requires you having patience as others learn our system. It requires you being an encourager. It requires you in team. You have to have the tenacity to want to step out there, but E, you got to encourage. A, you got to be aggressive and proactive with that. In the M, you have to take the massive action, but we have to work together. So network marketing requires us, when we keep on keeping on, to be a team player. So today, as we're headed toward August in just a minute or two, we've got to decide to speak the truth in love. We've got to stay committed to what God has given us in this journey. We've got to stay focused and faithful through the journey and be that team player so that we reach that place called success. And every day, get up with the attitude as a believer to go out in the highways and byways to keep on, keep it on. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Silver Fox. Okay, you muted yourself. Let me unmute you. Okay, there you go.
Thank you for that great word, Pastor Vanessa. Keep on keeping on. And shortly, I'll be calling you back after a few announcements to end this call with a benediction. But right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the speaker this morning. We thank you for that word that she brought to each and every one of us, to be persistent in what we do in life and what we do in you, O God, believing and trusting in you. God, we thank you for everything that you have downloaded into us this morning. Let us feast off of it and grow from it. God, we thank you for this company, Artists International, that brought us all together, that we can come each and every morning to hear a word from you. We thank you for this call, and we thank you for the obedience of the leadership of this call, that they listened to you, obeyed you, and brought this call so that we can come together each and every morning to share a word and feast off of your word. God, we thank you for each and every caller on this line that makes an effort each and every morning to get up so that we can fellowship together. Where there are two or three gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. God, we thank you for being in the midst of this call. We ask you to watch over the sick, those that are experiencing difficulties in their bodies, because we know that you are a healer. Your word said that by your stripes we are healed, and we are standing on that word. God, we thank you for the bereaved families. We ask that you watch over each and every one of them each day. Give them that peace and download into them only the peace that you can give and the contentment to deal with the hardship that they are dealing with right now. We ask your continued blessings over this call, that you would continue to grow this call, continue to download your word in your people, and that each and every one of us can be those strong ministers in the marketplace, reaching out and helping others find the solution to what they need. We thank you. We cover this call. We cover this call in your name and in your blood, and we cover this prayer because it is done in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Now remember, immediately following this call is our morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number 294-617#. And today is Friday, which is Motivational Friday. Now for those that are planning to attend the conference, it is September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Monte Carlo in Las Vegas, Nevada. Go to your back office to find more information how you can get registered for that call and make your flight. Also remember that we will be having a Sunday morning service. And if you would like to volunteer for that service, please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. We thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. And for those that have a prayer request or a praise report, after the benediction, you can stay on the line, and Pastor Vanessa will host that call, and we will take your live prayer requests and praise reports. So right now, I'd like to bring back to the call our illustrious leader, Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon, to give us our benediction. Pastor Vanessa, are you there?
Thank you, Lord. I'm sorry, Miss Jackie. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for your keep on keeping on spirit that you've downloaded into each and every one of us. We thank you that as you stir up the gifts inside of us, you remind us that quitting is never an option. Giving up, giving out is never your plan or destiny for any of us, no matter how bad it looks, Father. That leaves more room for you to show up and show out in our lives. Now, as we leave this call, as we go out to our day, our weekend, we thank you for divine intervention. We thank you for downloading strategies from heaven. We thank you for the blood hedge of protection that shall be around us, our families, our loved ones, around this master's call and our artist life family. Lord, we thank you that we are ignited and excited for your will being done, your kingdom come in our lives this day. So we leave rejoicing knowing that you've got us and that we have you all in our hearts, our minds, our spirits. And Father, for those who have needed that encouragement to be reminded that it's a fixed fight and we win, stir up in their heart for them to see themselves as victorious, for them to see themselves at that Omega as a winner, Jehovah Nissi, ruling and reigning in our lives. And we will, with this entire journey of keeping on, give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And for those of you who are going to hang with us for our second part, excited to have you. We thank God for another week that the Lord has allowed us, that this month of July, I can't believe it, we're more than halfway through 2017. And as true to our custom here at the Master's Call, each and every Friday, we have just opened up the queue for you to hit *6 and then 1, and we'll take your prayer request. Did receive a prayer request from President Charlie that she got a call, or she was calling someone as we were recruiting people for our call last night, and they had just experienced a car accident where both of their parents had been killed. So if I didn't get the name, I'd ask her for the name, but God knows the name. And so we're going to just pray for the brother who lost his parents 6 days ago, I think the text said. And so we know that is a very traumatic thing for anyone to go through. We also are going to pray for our beloved Miss Kai, who is battling a kidney infection. And so we are going to keep her in our prayers and just send that Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to her. And of course, we are continuing to pray for our Artists United Conference coming up September the 22nd through the 24th at the Monte Carlo Hotel in Las Vegas, to keep that covered in our prayers. We just know that God's hand is truly on this company. We just are excited for all the birthdays we've had this month. We celebrate all of you. We did get a chance to celebrate Minister Cynthia and Minister Robin's birthday was Wednesday. So we all know our co-founder's birthday was earlier this month on the 12th. And I think I'm forgetting somebody else who had a birthday this month, but we celebrate each and every one of you and thank God for you, because we are family, and we just praise God he's allowed each of us to see another year of blessings. All righty, I think this is me. Yes, it is. Our sister Eleanor from Florida. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, good morning. Yes, this is Eleanor Blackwell from Walton Beach, Florida, and thank you for that awesome work. Keep on keeping on. That really blessed me. For those that may know or may not know, I'm in a wheelchair, and I'm in the process now of getting PT at home, and I stand up in my standing chair trying to get my legs and my back strong again, so prayfully one day I will walk again very soon. But my prayer is comes before everyone. I'm getting ready to go to the hospital and probably within another hour to go have a CAT scan done. I have an intense pain in my lower right area and my pelvis, so the doctors ordered a CAT scan to see what this intense pain has been for over a month now. So I would just like everyone to pray for me. I'm praying whatever he finds that I don't need surgery. No, we can resolve this with something minimal. And that's my prayer request. And thank you very much. Thank you.
Amen. Well, we definitely will be locking in agreement with you, Mother Eleanor, for prayer and continuing to lift you up. Love to see you just so diligent. You have so many challenges more than others, and I still see you so faithfully on these calls, and we love and appreciate you so much. All right, is there anyone else to hit star 6 and then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue? Again, a big thanks to everyone who participated on our call last night. Just awesome momentum, awesome turnout of the call. We'll be posting all the messages. Platinum President Anastasia, as we call her, the coach, will be training today on our Friday MMC call. But we plan to get it up. It's already on YouTube through Artist Connect, the call last night. And we're just excited. Keep praying. God is doing some awesome, awesome, awesome things in this company. And I know it's from the backbone of prayer that truly does change things. Okay, does anybody else want to hit star 6, then 1? If not, we will go into our time of intercession. All righty. Father God, we just thank you for the privilege to come into your presence to pray. Thank you for reminding us that we must keep on keeping on, because you have a purpose, you have a prize, you have a destiny for each and every one of us, and we shall not, I speak into our spirits, grow weary in well-doing, but we shall look to you. You told us in Psalms 121, and look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from you, Lord. We thank you, Daddy God, that we're leaning and depending on you, trusting in you, knowing that you are making ways out of no way. You are redeeming the time. You are restoring what the enemy had lost, had taken from us. You are still a healer and a deliverer. You are that way maker, and we rejoice in it. We understand our purpose of prayer is to bombard the heavens and to send forth our ministering angels to war in our behalf. We thank you, God, that we have a mind to pray, to dialogue with you, Daddy God, to let you know our heart. And as we pray, as we petition, we know that the breakthrough is already done. We thank you that your word said in Isaiah 55, that as we petition, as we pray, as we decree, and as we declare, not one word shall return void. So as we are on this line, I am always reminded in that Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse, it said one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000, and it's way, way more than two on this line. So we lock in agreement. We come in one accord, in one voice, and speak to the heavens that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And as we speak and clear the heavens, we curse and cancel any and every stronghold that has been in our lives, been over this company. We curse and cancel every spirit of witchcraft that has been spoken, and generational curses that have existed, familiar spirits. We cancel their assignment over our lives individually and collectively, and we release, dispatch, and assign our archangel Michael and the warring angels to go in our behalf. We understand the power of prayer. We Thank you as midwives in the spirit. We birth your perfect will for our lives individually and collectively as the Master's Call family, as the Artist Life family. We speak to the atmosphere and announce that your kingdom come only and your will is being done in our lives. We thank you, Father, as we speak the blood, hedge of protection over our lives, the blood of Jesus, first over our minds, that we'll know to keep on keeping on, the blood of Jesus over our hearts, that our motives and our methods will be pure and full of integrity with you, with everything we do and say. Oh, Father, we don't want to do a right thing for a wrong reason. We don't want to do a wrong thing trying to justify the ends to the means. And we just thank you for the integrity of the Holy Ghost that flows in us and through us. And you have your way in our lives. We thank you for the blood of Jesus going before us, making every crooked pathway straight and every rough place smooth. We thank you, Daddy God, that you are redeeming the time. You said in Ephesians 5:16 that the days are evil, but you're a redeemer. You're a restorer. And we thank you today. You are our refresher. You are our reviver. You are rejuvenating us in every way. We pray, God, and lift up this upcoming Artists United Conference. We've been so humbled by you showing up and showing out these last 3 or 4 conferences. We've all discerned a new spirit. We've all been discerning a shifting and a sifting. Ah, God, we thank you that you're aligning us with truth on a firm foundation. 26 and September is 27 years. You have been faithful to this company, even when we've not been faithful. We thank you for your faithfulness. But as we keep on keeping on, we're eagles spreading our wings, ready to soar higher in you. So we pray and call in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, the traveling mercies, the finances, the favor at the hotel, that atmosphere will reflect the energy that comes only from you. We thank you as we pray for this conference that our distributors will get the time off that they need, and that, again, every arrangement that needs to be made, it'll come together smoothly. And we just thank you that as the people's hearts are being prepared to come and learn more, we speak this billion-dollar company. We call it in. We thank you. We've seen you this year help us meet goals that we've set and strategies. Your wind of favor has been blowing on this company. So continue, God, to anoint our leaders. Continue to endow our CEO. We pray for Alejandre and Elvia, you said in a multitude of counsel, there is safety. So I thank you that as they reason together with other leaders, that we are watching you move mightily in our behalf. We pray for these upcoming meetings this weekend. We pray for Traveling Mercies as our only Royal Platinum, Noe Herrera, and our dear Fighting Tiger, Candy Mosley, fly up to Portland, Oregon. We call that meeting blessed. Show up, show out, as Aisha and Byron and Sibla have worked so tirelessly. We call in the people. We call it a blessed meeting. We thank you for a successful meeting. We call it there in East Orange, New Jersey, as the Flanagan's host, our founders, our CEOs, as Alejandre and Elvia, Traveling Mercies, as they head toward New Jersey. We thank you in that tri-state area. We call them in from the north, the south, the east, and west. That meeting will just be absolutely awesome of your presence and your power. We thank you, Father, for every meeting, every gathering that's going on and all across this country. We thank you that you are doing what we cannot do, and we thank you that we lean and depend on you. We thank you for the excitement, the enthusiasm, the energy, but utmost, your empowerment that comes from the very throne room of God. Now, we thank you, Daddy God, that as we pray for this friend of Charlie's that called, who has just lost his both parents in an accident. Oh, we send the peace of God. Oh, the peace of God. Father, these are these times when you say, why, Daddy God, how? But you know. And when we cannot trace your hand, we have learned to trust your heart, that you love us more than we even love ourselves. So be with this brother. Let him feel the prayers of this artist's life, of this Master's Call family. Father, let Charlie speak words of encouragement to his heart as he is reached out in his time of need. You be with him, with the entire family at this time of transition. Now, Father, we send words of Jehovah Rapha healing to our dear minister, Kai. Kidney infection is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. Pain is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. So we send the healing virtue to her body right now, Father, and give her the wisdom to pace herself, but we ask you to touch her body now, just every organ, this kidney, tissue, blood. We just speak healing and wholeness and peace to her mind as she is trying to get this move done for Christopher. I just thank you that what the devil meant for bad, God, you're turning it around for your glory and her good. Oh, we thank you for that same healing virtue going to Mother Eleanor there in Florida. Father, pain is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. So as she heads to the hospital for the CAT scan, for the natural things to be done by the doctors, we ask for a spiritual infusion of your presence and of your power. The Jehovah Rapha virtue of the Holy Ghost flow through her body even right now. I thank you for her immense love for you, yielded to you, worshiping you. Now, Father, we just thank you that you're touching her body now, and she's your miracle in the making as we even speak. As we send the word, like the centurion soldier requested, that healing begins even right now. Now, Father, for the many unspoken prayer requests on this line, we just thank you that you know the desires of our heart, you know the needs that we have, and we just thank you that you meet them all. You supply them all as your word promises. And in the meantime, we're going to keep on keeping on trusting in you, knowing that we know that we know that we know that you are an overcomer, that you are a way maker, that you are a healer and a deliverer. So, Father, we just thank you for this Master's Call. We thank you for these, your children of God, and we just thank you for what you've done. We're excited about what you're doing, and again, with that great expectation and anticipation of what you're going to do in our lives. So by the blood of Jesus, we seal this time of intercession, expecting to hear the breakthroughs, expecting to hear the praise reports, expecting to hear the testimonies of how we've been tested, but oh, we've come through Jehovah Nisi victorious in you. Stir up the gifts of God inside of each and every one of us. Give us the boldness as we believe and trust in your word to walk by faith and not by sight. So as we depart from this call, but never your presence, I thank you that we've decided to follow you. We've decided to keep on keeping on. We've decided to hold up the bloodstained banner. We've decided to be dressed in the armor of God. We've decided that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because we know we're on the winning team. So we go out knowing, confident, assured of this one thing, that you, Jesus, are Lord. And you have all things under control. So we say amen, 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 decreeing and declaring in our lives that it is done, and it is so. Amen and amen. Go out and have an awesome, blessed, prosperous weekend. We look forward to hearing some of you all on the MMC call, and others will hear you back on Monday. Be blessed. Have an awesome weekend. Bye-bye.